AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Friday's deadly shooting at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado has lawmakers talking about gun laws and mental illness. House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Michael McCaul says mass shootings seem to be happening too often.
It's, I think, a mental health crisis. I don't think it would fall under quite the definition of domestic terrorism, although I'll leave that to the Justice Department to make that determination.
He was on ABC's This Week, so was Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, who says Congress has done nothing to keep firearms out of the hands of the seriously mentally ill.
If they can still have access to very powerful weapons with extended ammunition clips, they're still going to be able to kill a lot of people. We have to do something other than this routine now pantomime of condolence every time we have a mass shooting.
He's the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee. President Obama is in France for a conference as Paris is preparing to host talks on reducing global warming. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports Obama and other world leaders are meeting in a city under siege.
With leaders of most of the world's countries here for the opening of the summit, security was always going to be tight, but it's even more so 2 weeks after the Paris terror attacks. Not just at the summit site at Le Bourget Airfield, but across Paris, thousands of troops and police are on patrol.
Indeed, more than 170 people have been arrested protesting the climate talks. After arriving in Paris, President Obama made a late-night visit to the Bataclan Theater. That was one site of the recent terror attacks. Tens of millions of Americans are returning home after the long Thanksgiving holiday weekend. The National Weather Service says that besides a winter storm that will bring freezing rain and snow to the Central Plains tonight and tomorrow, weather across much of the country is seasonably mild. This is AP Radio News. Syrian opposition media are reporting that airstrikes believed to have been carried out by Russian warplanes killed at least 18 civilians and wounded dozens more on Sunday in a northern Syrian town held by insurgents. AP correspondent Bassem Murray has more.
The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said they are most likely Russians, although they couldn't confirm 100%. The way the activists say they can differentiate between Syrian airstrikes and Russian airstrikes is that the Russian airstrikes usually fly in bigger numbers. They are usually like five planes or more flying together at the same time.
In Ypsilanti, Michigan, an inflatable dome has collapsed at Eastern Michigan University, forcing high school soccer players and parents to scramble to safety. Officials say no one was hurt. EMU told the Ann Arbor News the dome's fabric split, causing it to completely deflate in just a few minutes. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Saving money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 26 colors of Owens Corning Duration shingles and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.